I'm going to read through two play interactions that took place between, on the one hand, boys, and on the other hand, a group of girls that were videotaped by a linguist named Amy Sheldon at the University of Minnesota. She studies little kids to look at the gender patterns. And what you can see here is how the boys use physical opposition to get their way and how the girls use a very delicate verbal negotiation to get their way. Tony's sitting on a foam chair and he's dialing a toy telephone. Charlie picks up the receiver that's attached to the telephone that Tony's playing with. And Charlie protests, "No, that's my phone." Tony then grabs the phone cord and tries to pull the receiver away from Charlie. Tony says, "No, that's it's on my couch. It's on my couch, Charlie. It's on my couch. It's on my couch." He keeps saying the same thing, which sounds kind of absurd, but that's because it's not the saying something that's really key. It's the physical battle going on that's really key. Charlie ignores Tony and keeps holding on to the receiver. He's talking into the telephone, and Tony still has the bass in his lap. So Charlie walks around behind Tony's chair. Tony gets off the couch, he sets the phone base on the floor, and he tries to keep possession of the phone by overturning the chair on top of it. And Tony says, "I'll rock the couch like this." Charlie tries to reach for the phone under the chair. Tony says, "Don't, that's my phone." Charlie pushes the chair off the telephone, pulls it away from Tony and towards himself. And Charlie says, "I need to use it." And Charlie wins. Tony kneels, and then he sits back on his heels, and he watches Charlie playing with the phone. A physical fight took place, and Charlie won. He got the telephone. Let's contrast this with an example that Amy Sheldon recorded where we see girls fighting over, struggling over toys that they both want. The girls are playing doctor and nurse, and they are struggling over possession of medical instruments. Elaine has them, Arlene wants them, and she does get them. But in the struggle that leads to this result, the girls engage in a very delicate negotiation, and it goes on a lot longer. And this is something that Sheldon found, that the girls' conflicts did tend to go on longer. So look how it starts. Arlene says, "Can I have that thing? I'm going to take my baby's temperature." And Elaine says, "You can use it. You can use my temperature. Just make sure you can't use anything else unless you ask." So she sort of gets it, but she doesn't totally get it. Next, Arlene wants the toy syringe. She doesn't grab it like the boys do. She says, "May I?" And Elaine says, "No, I'm going to need to use the shot in a couple of minutes." Arlene, in a very beseeching tone, she picks up the syringe. But I need this, though." Elaine gives in, but only partially. She says firmly, "Okay, just use it once." And then a little bit later, Arlene says, "No, I'm going to give her a shot on the..." And Elaine, "Hey, I'm the nurse. I'm the nurse. Arlene, remember, I'm the nurse. And the nurse get to do shots, remember?" Arlene doesn't take that. She says, "But I get to do some." And Elaine gives in. "Just a couple, okay?" This isn't good with Arlene. She says, "I get to do some more things, too. Now, don't forget. Now, don't touch the baby until I get back, because it is my baby. I'll check her ears, okay?" And Elaine says, she puts down the syringe and she picks up the ear scope. And Elaine says, "Now, I'll have to give her a shot." So she picks up the syringe that Arlene has put down. Arlene says, "There can be only one thing that you, that, no, she only needs one shot." So there's a real struggle here. They're trying to negotiate who gets the toys and who doesn't. Elaine says, "Well, let's pretend it's another day that we have to look in her ears together." Isn't that a wonderful negotiation? First of all, let's pretend. And so she's finding a way we can both do it. Arlene doesn't like it. She says, no, yeah, but I do the ear looking. Now, don't shot her. I'm the one who does all the shots because this is my baby." She's just as territorial as the boys were, but she's playing it out verbally rather than physically. Elaine whispers, "Well, I'm the nurse, and nurses get to do the shots. Arlene is very intense now. And men get to do the shots too, even, because men can be nurses. But you can't shot her. Sheldon is not all that certain about what this means about men can be nurses, but it seems to be even men can do it, but you can't. Elaine says, I have to shot her after you look in the ears. And Arlene, now don't shot her at all. So now the girls are really mad at each other. Listen to what Elaine says. She lowers her voice and she says, stop saying that. And then I think all the women listening will understand this and recognize it. Well, then you can't come to my birthday. And Arlene's response is, I don't want to come to your birthday.